We're in the middle of the ninth Mishnah in the fifth Parak, which we're discussing the different tragedies that befall the world when a person or when a community or the world violates or is lack in certain mitzvos. Now the Mishnah discusses that there are b'prokim hadever misrabe, that plague or pestilence will come upon the world during four times. There's a heightened sensitivity during four times in which, as the Mishnah will shortly elaborate upon, they have a direct connection to the aniyim, those who are destitute that need our financial assistance, and we turn the other way and ignore them. So at that point, pestilence befalls the world. And what are these four times? Berevius. This is all connected to the seven-year cycle. So in the fourth year of that cycle, v'shvius, as well as on the Shemitah year itself, v'motzi shvius, the year thereafter, as well as v'motzi hachag, shebechol shana v'shana, every year, the end of chag, which is a reference to Sukkot, during those four times, pestilence will fall upon the world. And what exactly what's so special about these four times? So the Mishnah says, Berevius, first of all, when we're dealing with the fourth year, when it comes to giving various tithes, we give Maaser Rishon every year, all 6 years, and of course the seventh year we don't give anything because everything is supposed to be hefker, it's ownerless. And when it comes to years 1, 2, 4, and 5, Maaser Sheni, we give 10% or produce to ourselves, but we have to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there with the sanctity of it being as Maaser Sheni. When we're not giving Maaser Sheni, we're giving Maaser Ani, which is twice in the seven-year cycle in years 3 and 6. And therefore, in the event that one does not give Maaser Ani, which the Aniyim were relying and anticipating this substantial amount of money, so what ends up happening is the poor people unfortunately have nothing to eat, they get sick, and they could die. And therefore, Mida Kenegan Mida, we also get our punishment by not showing our sensitivity to those people and their pain, so we are able to then get a sense of what pain really feels like. And therefore, it's Mimnei Maaser Ani Shebishlishis. B'Shvius, the reason why we're punished on the seventh year, is Mimnei Maaser Ani Shebishishis. Because again, it's on the third and sixth year. So if a person doesn't give, if we do not give Maaser Ani, that 10% to the poor on the sixth year, then we'll be punished immediately thereafter on the seventh. V'motzi shvius, and also the year after Shemitah, v'mnei perish shvius, because we're supposed to allow, as we said, all our fruit to remain fallow. We don't touch it, our fields, and therefore it's hefker, and the aniyim rely upon that to be sustained. And therefore, again, by you working the field on Shemitah, so you may feel that you're getting some financial gain out of it all, but the truth is, you're hurting a lot of people in the process. And the last is v'motzi hachag shebechol shana v'shana. What's so symbolic about Sukkot? V'mnei gezel matnos aniyim. Says that is a time in which the aniyim really are anticipating a lot of things, because we know that one of the times, based on the agricultural cycle, Sukkot time is also harvest time. And there are numerous mitzvahs which pertain to the harvest season, such as leket, shicha, peya, pered, olos, which pertain to fruits, and also leaving certain things that have fallen or you've forgotten about, or the corners of your field. So by you being lax in these things during the Sukkot time when you are involved in the harvest, so what ends up happening is the aniyim again will not have what to eat, and therefore, mida kenegan mida, a person will then thereafterwards get that sense of what it feels to be suffering.